The Cedars of Lebanon. The king of Baghdad would often visit the city disguised as an ordinary man. He knew it was the only way he could witness the reality of the city. During some such visits, he noticed an old man placing tiny plants in his garden. What surprised the king was that the plants were cedars of Lebanon. They were known for growing hundreds of feet tall and needed at least 100 years to do so. The man appears to be 100 years old himself, the king thought. He will never be able to see the beautiful trees in their full glory. So, why does he plant them? Curious, he finally approached the old man and asked, "I do not think you will ever be able to see these trees grow. Why do you keep planting them?" "If you visit the back of my garden, you will find some tall, glorious cedars of Lebanon there," the old man replied with a smile. "Those were planted by my forefathers. They knew those trees would not be for them, but for the children of the future. They did not know me yet, but that did not stop them from being generous and considering the needs of the future guests of Earth. My ancestors trusted the future, and my work is to ensure that I do not betray that faith," added the old man, continuing with his planting. "I will not be able to see these cedars of Lebanon when they reach into the sky, but my grandchildren, and maybe even their children, will have trees that offer them beauty and shade." That day, the king learned an important lesson. Everyone must contribute toward building a wonderful world for the future.